The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And all week we've been talking about those parenting topics that seem to bring the critics out of the woodwork. They'll tell you that you shouldn't ever give your kid a pacifier, for example.
Yes, so today we're talking about how to deal with it gracefully when someone criticizes your parenting style or choices. We found some good strategies on a website called simplekids.com. Of course, sometimes a little parenting criticism can be good. It might make us rethink our position on an issue or reaffirm why we do things the way we do. But most times, it's just downright annoying, isn't it?
Yep. One of the funnier suggestions for deflecting criticism is to bean dip them. The author of the blog post said one of her favorite strategies for setting limits on critical conversations is to change the subject with the bean dip response. Yes, Mrs. Busybody, we still are, fill in the blank. Can you pass the bean dip? End of discussion. No arguing. No further discussion.
I like it. Another suggestion for cutting criticism is to draw a clear line in the sand. Sometimes there are extreme cases of criticism where you have to set limits. You can say, look, Uncle So-and-so, we love you. But if you're going to insist on bringing up this topic every time we meet, then we may not be able to spend as much time together.
Ouch, that's not an easy one to do, but I suppose it would be effective. And while you're saying ouch-worthy statements, you can also try, your opinion of me is none of my business.
Ooh, I like that one. Well, thanks for listening today, and we appreciate you spending time with us all week. We'll be back on Monday for more Mamas on Magic. Talk to you then.